I'm David Kataforis with another Art Minute from the Spencer Museum of Art. The early history of photography and the rise of photographic portraiture are fundamentally linked. The impetus to reproduce one's likeness in a manner that was as realistic as contemporary technology would permit spurred the continued technical development and refinement of photography. This was particularly true in the United States, where commercial portrait studios were thriving by 1840. Many early portrait photographs were daguerreotypes, named for their French inventor, Louis-Jacques Mandet Daguerre. The daguerreotype was nicknamed the mirror with a memory because its images seemed to float, like apparitions, in front of the polished metal surface of the plate, almost as if a mirror had retained the likeness of a person, even after his or her departure. It was not, however, simple to produce a daguerreotype. The arcane process was technically complex and potentially dangerous due to its use of toxic chemicals. Yet, despite the intricacy and risks, the will to create realistic portraiture triumphed, and daguerreotypes proliferated. The Spencer Museum of Art has many fine daguerreotypes in its permanent collection, which can be viewed by appointment. With thanks to Brett Knapp for his text, from the Spencer Museum of Art, I'm David Kataforis.